Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
So thrilled to have James Smith back on the program, or should I say Chef James Smith. Hello there. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show again.
Oh, it's great to have you back. All right, James, tell us about yourself, what you do, and what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, so I'm as you had mentioned, I'm a chef. I'm the chef that helped create the Clean Eating Academy and did a whole bunch of work to create this online program that you can go through, learn about clean eating, and so forth. So that's what we're going to go into and go deeper into and talk a little bit about, talk about the process and how you can actually come on and take this course.
Oh, that would be great. So people are always new and listening to the show, and if they're saying, okay, so what is this whole clean eating thing about? What would you tell them?
You know what? Clean eating, it's a lot of people, when you start to talk about this, people think of clean eating as a diet. But it's actually not. It's actually just a way of eating. I always talk about clean eating as a very mindful thing, and it's where you actually start to think about what you put into your body and how you feel your body. But at the end of the day, also trying to figure out how you actually do this and have fun, because we all love to eat. We have to eat every day, and our body needs it. We need it to keep our mind healthy, our body healthy. So for me, it's if we can figure out how to actually, you know, what is clean eating for you, what your body needs, what you need to put into it, what's wholesome. But for me, one of the things I loved about helping working with the clean eating team to create this course is I think one of the biggest challenges, okay, we know we have all these ingredients, wonderful vegetables, products that we can actually use on a day-to-day basis, but how do we use them? And that's what this course is about. So the Clean Eating Academy is about teaching people, how to cut and chop, how to peel, how to pick, but also how to actually start the process of what is clean eating. What is the basis, but then how you actually prepare food, chop food, and do those chefy things that on a day-to-day basis can take us a long time. How do you actually get the skills to actually get a little bit quicker, have a little bit more fun doing those activities, so that when you get to the cooking, you can actually enjoy and make it a memorable daily experience, as opposed to one that is a chore. We don't want that chore. We want it to be fun. We want it to be interactive. We want it, the whole family to kind of be a part of it. And once you have the skills after going through this course, it gets easier. It gets more fun. And then you can focus on all the really cool different ingredients that help you kind of move to eating clean every day.
Well, I like that chefy thing. I think we all want to learn those chefy things, like you said, how to cut, how to prepare. I think recipes are so important. So walk us through a little bit about Clean Eating Academy. Like, what are exactly the types of skills, in addition to prepping food, that we're going to learn?
Cool. Well, it's a fun course. It's going through several modules. There's the first one. I mean, there's an introduction that takes you through what the program's about. What the objectives, and obviously the objectives are, you know, how do we identify and start to look at eating clean on a day-to-day basis, but then the objective of how do we actually put those skills into place, how do we actually start putting some exercise in place to learn to cut, chop, those kinds of things. So we go through and we talk about, you know, what is clean eating, what does it truly mean, how do you actually start the process. But the meat of this course is in the module two, where you actually go in and we do what's called the Clean Cooks Culinary School. And you go through seven lessons where you start with, you know, what's in a chef's toolkit, what is what are the tools you need in your kitchen toolkit in order to be successful in the kitchen. And there's a few key ones that I think are important: a good sharp chef's knife, but also a steel to keep your knife sharp, a good peeler, there's a couple of basic tools in there that that I think help everybody be a little bit successful, a little bit more successful, and make it a little bit more enjoyable. But then from there, once you get into lesson two, we actually start to get into what I think one of the most frustrating parts for a lot of people when they're cooking is not understanding and knowing the techniques and the skills needed to chop a basic vegetable. And there are different ways to cut vegetables in order to, cook them very efficiently, keep the textures nice, but also how to actually make sure that you retain as much of the nutrient within that vegetable. Because if it takes a really long time to cook a vegetable because you haven't cut it correctly, that leads to more nutrient loss and more dilution of that of those nutrients.
Well, what are some examples of vegetables that you see people preparing incorrectly or chopping incorrectly?
That's a great question. I mean, even just a very basic vegetable soup, a lot of people that go through, by the time you get your carrots, your celery, other vegetables, one of the things you start to think about is, okay, so what are the harder vegetables, what are the softer vegetables, and what are the ones that are in between when it comes to texture? But also, they all have different kind of fiber makeup. So how you chop that vegetable. So for instance, you're not going to put a carrot into something and then put, a sweet pepper or a zucchini in whatever you're cooking at the same time, because your carrot's going to take several minutes longer to cook. But also how you chop that carrot can shorten that time period of cooking and bring it closer together, so you get less nutrient loss in the carrot by the time you add the zucchini and cook that for the few minutes, to then end up with a soup that has really nice texture where all the vegetables are cooked perfectly, and so on. And that has a lot to do with the size of the cuts and so forth. We use terminology called uniformity. Uniformity is where all the vegetables are the same size. But once you kind of get into that type of a visual look, then you have to start to think about, okay, when I'm cooking this, what order do I put this in so that the carrot's cooked perfectly? By the time the zucchini goes in, it's cooked perfectly. And then when you eat everything, it all has not similar texture, but you don't have a mushy vegetable and a crunchy vegetable in at the same time. So that's a part of what you actually learn by the time you get through these seven cooking modules, seven cooking lessons, I should say, in this module. So a lot of fun. We get into potatoes and eggs, how to cook with those, legumes, which are a huge part of that kind of vegetable protein within your diet. So how to properly soak and cook legumes, because that's a big mistake a lot of people make, in that they're just not prepared when they start to work with those. And they're great things to have in your diet on the day-to-day basis. But, some of the simple things of what you can do to be successful in cooking those within your meals, rice and ancient grains are also a big one. So how do you get that, that all around, textures and so forth in your diet from start to finish? So that's a big part of what the Clean Eating Academy course is about. In going
it sounds
through the
fantastic.
Skill. Yeah, so it is a lot of fun. So we have fun. I take you through the course. So just to kind of break that up, that we go through the modules, we go through the lessons. I give you feedback. You put in your photographs, and I give you feedback on those. There's lots of videos. It's very interactive. It's all at aimhealthyu.com, and you go in there. It's the Clean Eating Academy cooking course, and we have a lot of fun. We have a Facebook site. We go through. Lots of people posted pictures on what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. It's amazing.
So we talked about Clean Eating Academy, and let's jump into some of the tenets of clean eating, and then I want to talk about how the heck do you cut a butternut squash? I mean, unless it's already cut up for me, I'm not going to buy it, because it just seems like it's hard to peel. I don't know. But first, tell us about some of the tenets of clean eating, and then help me out with that squash.
That is a good one. That requires a very sharp knife. So we'll get to that in a moment, because there's some tricks that I think will help everybody. But yeah, one of the things I it's how do you start? clean eating? How do you actually make the transition? I think this is a question a lot of people ask me on a day-to-day basis. And as we'd mentioned, it's not a diet. It's a way of eating. And I think there are some really simple things that you can do, and we call them the tenets of clean eating, that can help you make that transition. How do you actually start to kind of go through this process? You know, we know the usual ones, drink lots of water, so at least 2 liters a day. You know, talking about, you know, reducing your carbon footprint, avoiding processed or refined foods. I mean, these are pretty easy ones and simple ones. Although, you know, given our diets today, we a lot of these items, you know, there's lots of white flour, there's lots of sugar in a lot of stuff that we eat today. So how do we actually start to move away from that? That's a big one for when people are actually starting to make this change. One of the things I think is really, really a fun thing, and you know, we try every day to do more with our families and get our children involved. And I think that's one of the really key things, I think, as a family, when you're starting to think about how do you make this change with your family, how do you introduce this and start to do this, it's make it fun for your family. And we talked in previous shows, we talked about, you know, learning the skills and so forth, but you can pass those on to your children and start to include them in preparing the foods that they make every day, that they want to eat every day, because then they have some ownership, they have some fun. Oh my God, I'm eating this, I help cut this, I help mom cut this, I help dad cut this. So I think that's really, really a simple one to actually get into. Also, I think teaching, one of the things we're so used to eating so quickly and on the run, for me, what I try to tell people to do is take one meal of the day and slow it right down. Like, you know, you might have to do a little bit of planning. It might be one of the meals with your family during the week for dinner, but it might be a lunch during the week where you actually stop and you really think about how you eat. I call it mindful eating, but how do you actually stop and just slow down? Cause that really makes a difference in tasting your food. And that's one of the biggest transitions from processed. We eat so fast. We don't get a lot of time to taste our food, so we have these high processed, high sodium, lots of sugar things so that we get satisfied, or we think we're getting satisfied. But how do we slow that down if we're eating wholesome food, less sugar, less sodium, less of those processed things? We taste our food better. So it actually helps you in your mind make that change. We talk about portion controls. You know, that's a big one. You know, more fruits, more vegetables for fiber and vitamins in our eating. But I think for me, it's also how do we? Everybody throws out this organic word, and I think this is probably one of the more difficult ones for people for a couple of reasons. Accessibility. We don't all have access to a lot of organic foods, and when we do. One of the things that makes it prohibitive is cost. So how do we actually make sure that you know, what we're choosing makes sense? And there are different things that you can do to kind of make that transition from if you can't, or you know, even finding it, but from budgets, you know, how do you choose what to make organic in your diet? And we usually talk about meat, eggs, and dairy as things you should try to go as organic as you can. But then we also talk about the Dirty Dozen, the Clean 15. Exactly, that's exactly right. So how do we actually, you know, choose those, the ones that are, you know, that should be organic because of the pesticides and so forth. So those are just a few from the tenets that I think I like to focus on.
More with Lisa Davis and Talk Healthy Today coming up. All right, my health-seeking friends, we know you want to be healthier, and that starts with eating better. But with not enough hours in the day, it can be difficult to cook a healthy meal every night. You know what I'm talking about. Not to mention you've probably tried before with good intentions, but have slipped back into old eating habits. Well, don't beat yourself up. We know it's hard, and that's why I want to tell you about Sun Basket. organic and sustainable ingredients and delicious recipes delivered weekly to your door. With Sunbasket, it's easy to stay on track. And today you can get $35 off your first order when you go to sunbasket.com/talkhealthy. Now, the people at Sunbasket have sent me a couple of boxes, and I got to tell you, I love it. I love it. I love it. So what have I made? The chorizo chili is unreal. The Tuscan vegetable soup on a cold day is just what the doctor ordered. The two bean enchiladas is delicious. And the Saigon beef sliders are fast, easy, and so good. Imagine this, the ingredients and the recipes being delivered to your door without the time it takes to shop. I got to tell you, it's very exciting. When you see that box out there and you go out, you pick it up off the stoop, you bring it into the kitchen. Oh, that's exciting. And best of all, each delicious, easy recipe is ready in about 30 minutes. With Sunbasket, you have total flexibility. You can cancel anytime, skip anytime, and choose any meal plan you want. So go to sunbasket.com/talkhealthy today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/talkhealthy for $35 off. sunbasket.com/talkhealthy. And Talk Healthy today is brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. That's pretty cool, and I'm not kidding about this. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. You can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. This is really cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but you can now also pay less for insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/talkhealthytoday, or just mention the promo code talkhealthytoday when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check this out. It's really cool. Just go to healthiq.com/talkhealthytoday. Now, back to Lisa Davis.
Yeah, I completely agree. All right, so help us out, because I don't think I'm alone in this. How do you cut that butternut squash? And also a mango can be tricky, too.
You know what? These are all really... I should actually do a little quick video to go on there, because one of the ways that from a mango point of view, if you take a sharp knife and score the thinner part, the thinner side of the mango, if you score right around that, right down to the seed, one of the easiest things to do is, once you kind of score right around down to the seed through the flesh, if you take a round or a dessert spoon or a soup spoon, and you actually push that soup spoon in, it actually scrapes over the seed, and you actually get this perfect half flesh and peel removed mango that you can then just score with a knife and cut out. So that's actually a really good way. But that's, thank you for that tip. I'm actually going to do a quick video and throw that up on my website, the show. But that's one way. But if you Google that, you can find that as well. But also, a butternut squash. It is tricky. I, generally speaking, what I do is I always break it down. So I'll always cut the bulbous, you know, the flatter bottom that has all the seeds. I'll always, slice right through that just to remove that, because you don't want to be trying to peel those two different shapes while it's still together. So always do that. So find where you think the top of the seeds are on a butternut squash and remove that bulb end so that you've got the all flesh end at one side. I trim the top off, and there's a couple of things you can do. I've seen people use peelers. So if you have a really good, sturdy peeler, you can actually just use a peeler to peel the skin off, and you should only just take that very, very thin outer skin off anyways. There's lots of nutrients right under there that you don't want to lose. But once you kind of have that cylinder off, and once you have the top, you have a flat bottom, then you can safely just use your knife just to cut straight down to actually peel. The tricky part is the bowl end. You know, the bulb end where it's rounder. So I generally use a peeler for that. So if you very carefully, just like you would an orange, just go around the edge kind of, you know, in a spiral. And because now you have something to hold on to while you're doing that, you can kind of spiral around with your peeler. It does require you to have a good sharp peeler, though.
Oh, okay. That is important. You know, we only have about 30 seconds. Tell us about how we can sign up for Clean Eating Academy.
It's amazing. So Clean Eating, cleaneating.com. If you go to cleaneating.com, you can go to aimhealthyyou.com also. You can go in there. You actually choose the link to the Clean Eating Academy.
I'm so glad you came on the program. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy Today. You can check us out on social media at Talk Healthy the number 2 day on Twitter and Snapchat, Talk Healthy Day podcast on Facebook, and you can check me out at Health Media Gal 1.